You're listening to SBS News.
Let the party start once again.
Meteoric only barely captures the rise and rise of Ashley Barty.
Because Ashley Barty will be the new number one after winning this Birmingham final.
Just 3 years ago, Barty was ranked 623rd in the world after an 18-month stint away from the sport. Now the tennis world is at her feet. Ever modest, Barty diffused the glare of her new ranking by thanking those who helped her get to where she is.
We had a very vague plan to try and get back in, obviously, to the rhythm of it and to playing again, but certainly not for it to happen this quickly. It's always a goal to try and be the best. It's ultimately why we train, why we compete and play. But for it to happen in this way, it's just been amazing. It's a testament to all of my team. We've put so much time and invested so much passion and energy into my career and trying to make me the best that I can be.
Barty joins an elite list of Australians to top the world rankings since they were introduced in the early to mid-1970s. She's the first Australian woman to reach the sport's pinnacle since her friend and mentor Yvonne Goolagong Cawley in 1976. Her name now also alongside the likes of former number ones John Newcombe, Pat Rafter and Leighton Hewitt, the last Australian of any gender to hold the peak position. Praise coming from Barty's home state of Queensland and the state premier, Anastasia Palaszczuk.
I know her family will be especially proud of her today, and I think she's also very humble. She's a very humble Queenslander. There's no airs and graces. She's not arrogant. She just gets on with the job. And today we all should be very proud.
Even as a 14-year-old, Barty's humility and drive were plain to see. This interview done in 2010 ahead of her first foray into international competition.
And what are you looking forward to most about this week and representing Australia?
It's a great honour to represent my country and being chosen in the top three girls for the country. But I think it's just going to be fun getting out there and competing against the best girls in the world.
Barty's successes come as no surprise to Alfio Balsamo, deputy principal at her former high school, Woodcrest State College in Brisbane's outer suburbs.
She was a Ducks of Year 9, even though she was travelling the world, and she also, through her 10, 11 and 12, managed to get straight A's and B's. So she was a fantastic student and a fantastic individual.
But it's on suburban courts and coaching clinics around Australia where the legend of Ash the Smash is growing. It's making a difference for rising tennis juniors like Barty's namesake 13-year-old Ashley Katz.
Well, it's a big inspiration because she went to cricket and now she's from being like over 100 in the world, she's gone to number one and won the French Open. So it's a big inspiration. Makes me feel that I can do anything and I can also become number one.
So what changes for Barty now that she's captured top billing on the WTA rankings?
Nothing. Nothing at all. I think for all of us, it's an amazing place to be in, but certainly nothing changes.
With Wimbledon and a top seeding just 1 week away, business as usual. Darren Mara, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.